Thank you for joining us for ILTA's Summer 2015 Ask the Expert podcast series. We're discussing Law 2020, ILTA's initiative that focuses on ways in which law firms will have to adapt in order to thrive into the future, and business and process improvements. We're tying those together today. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and I'm here with Angela Dowd, Director of Practice Innovation at Burns & Levinson LLP. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I want to start off by asking you, what are the benefits of making improvements to business and legal processes?
One of the first benefits, I think, that comes to people's minds when thinking about business and legal process improvements is reduction of waste. After the Great Recession, we have been constantly hearing that firms and law departments are being challenged to do more with less, both internally and from clients. Process improvements are a way to not only cut costs, but also eliminate tedious tasks. Process improvements can reduce errors and improve the quality and consistency of the work produced. Ultimately, business and legal process improvements are really about delivering value to the client.
Diving in just a little bit deeper into the minutiae of this, how do you determine whether your process can be better improved with a people change or a technology change?
I really think that that's going to depend on not only the process, but the firm and the law department. You know, every firm and law department has a different appetite for change and a different fiscal investment in process improvements. I think that there is a tendency for people to think that technology is going to be some sort of magical panacea for process problems. Time and time again, we hear, and especially from stakeholders, this belief that, oh, if I just buy this product, it will fix this issue. And I think that technology alone can't fix an issue. Technology and people have to go hand in hand to improve a process. And when I say technology change, I don't necessarily even mean a new technology. You know, oftentimes we can reuse or better leverage existing technologies to help solve a problem. But I think that the two of them really have to go hand in hand and that you really can't necessarily choose one or the other.
So if we are talking about what people should be taking a look at now, what would you suggest? What process improvements should firms and legal departments implement now?
Again, I think that it's going to really depend on the type of practice that your firm does, the culture of your firm or your law department. There are obviously, you know, big places that people talk about frequently, things like new matter intake or conflicts. These often have multiple administrative groups backing the projects. There are mature technologies that are already pre-built that are set up to really help with this. But there are definitely firms and departments that are not really ready for that big step yet. And I think that it's important to really take a look at even the smaller processes. You look for a stakeholder that has a problem that they need solved, that process that already has an issue. By starting small like that, that very small bite-sized chunk, you're going to have an audience that already wants to work with you. They have an interest in working with you to make a process improvement. They're going to have buy-in to help you get to work with a larger audience. There is something very, very powerful about stakeholders proselytizing to other stakeholders to jumpstart process improvements. And it's a great way to start in an initiative, is to start tiny and to really get that buy-in and backing from the stakeholders.
Well, you've mentioned some best practices and you've touched on some tips for sure, but what's the one piece of advice you'd give to someone embarking on a long-term process improvement initiative?
I'm going to say be patient. We work in law firms and law departments. They are not the fastest things out there oftentimes, but don't give up. It's a continuous process. When they talk about process improvement, one thing that you'll constantly hear and read about is this concept of continuous improvement. And I would highly recommend to anybody that it's about continuing to push forward. Even though you want to really jump in and get that big project and kick it off, sometimes it's about starting small and building organically that momentum, if you will. You know, if something doesn't work, take a look at it from a different angle. Take a look at it, try it again. You know, this idea in the corporate world about learning from failure. We don't necessarily have that in our DNA in law firms and law departments. But process improvement is not a set it and forget it. You need to constantly go back, get feedback, refine your processes, refine your tactics for going out there and handling the change management, for marketing the process improvements. Again, it's a long-term process, and I think that that's when you ask that question is really the key, is that, you know, really be patient with it. Go on pushing forward, and you will gain traction.
So let's look to the future now. We have folks focusing on these processes and continual improvements. What would the future law firm look like, that law firm of the 2040? I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
In 2040, the law firm of the future is going to look fundamentally different than it is today. The folks who are going to be your stakeholders, your rainmakers, are going to have a completely different background culturally than exists today in the law firm. I think that the law firm of the future is really going to be much more agile, much more responsive to client needs, not quite so, you know, well, this is how we've always done it. I think it's going to be much more collaborative. I think the matters will be better managed. And many of the tasks that attorneys are doing today, I think, are going to be automated or even self-service from the client's perspective. I think there's going to be a greater transparency. Clients are going to expect a greater degree of transparency, and this is really going to drive firms to constantly be further engineering their processes, refining them, to really take a closer look at how things are getting done. I think there's going to be a less stratification of attorneys, you know, less of an emphasis on the prestige of the big corner office, if you will. I think that there's going to be, we're going to go hand in hand with that collaboration, both internally and externally. And lastly, I think there's going to be a larger respect and a reliance on the skills of the professional staff to really manage the business of law.
Well, it sounds like some interesting things are ahead of us, and that's great. But so, okay, that brings us to the end of our time together. I'd like to thank our listeners. We hope you check out ILTA's other podcast recordings. And Angela, we appreciate you taking some time to share your insight with us.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you so much for having me.